All right. Without further ado, welcome your hosts, Sarah Fraser and Sammy Kay. Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
I feel like some of those pictures need a narration.
Yeah, they needed something.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, thank you so much for being here for our one-year anniversary show. How are you? Oh, my God, Sammy, I get really excited. Like, everybody has listened to the podcast. Wait, is there anyone here who has never heard us before? Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, my God, this
poor sucker. Who dragged you
here
tonight? What's their name? Alex. All right.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I can't really see. The lights are really bright right now.
Alex, you're in for a real treat because I've got a new occupation tonight that I'm going to reveal.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's I'm officially a dick connoisseur. Yeah. I will tell you more.
I'll look it up and see how many people on LinkedIn are on there as well. So you can make the right connections.
It's a new business. Look, you guys know we have a little intro song. And Teddy Beats, who was kind enough to just introduce us a few minutes ago,
Woo. He
actually did a remix, which Sammy and I have not heard, of the famous like opening Hey Fray show. So, Teddy, are you going to play that?
I am.
So this is, okay. All fingers crossed, guys.
I finished it
so wait,
20 minutes ago.
Which is true, because he called me like at 4:30, was like, hey, man, yeah, I'm just finishing up this song for like your show or shit tonight.
And so, I wasn't even home yet. I was still on the bus.
Yeah.
What? You told me you'd been done with this weeks ago, and you just finished it?
The idea was there.
Okay. Well, Teddy, here's my question, because normally what we do, if you've ever been to one of our live shows, is we ask you to sing along, because we're going to play this show back for Podcast One, which we're now carried by, right? So, Teddy, can people still sing along to this opening song, or have all the words changed?
You can try.
Oh!
I like it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
It's like blind karaoke.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Hold on, we need more volume. Do we got volume? Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Teddy also is just checking the controls for the first time. He just got off the bus.
You guys want a real live show? You got a real live show.
All right, let's do this. Yeah, there we go.
Come on, Teddy.
Yeah,
you like it?
Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarah, from Big
Come on.
It's a podcast.
Not a cast pod.
Hey, Fray, Sammy, K,
and DC Improv.
It's a podcast.
Not a cast pod.
Hey, Fray, Sammy, K, and DC Improv.
Boom!
I mean, you could still sing along to that one. I don't know what you're talking about, Teddy. That's sing alongable.
Oh, my God.
By the way, shout out to Teddy. Just got one of his songs played on SiriusXM last week. So
he did!
What? Get him now, ladies and gentlemen, because he's going to be too cool for us by the next show. So True. Fuck y'all. True.
This is
you
Teddy's
said it,
last
not
show.
Me.
Well, Sammy, we have so much to get to because this is basically our favorite thing show tonight. Are you ready for everything that we have to do? We have a Sammy rant coming up.
Woo.
He has a very special one.
Oh, I do, because this rant's been a year in the making, ladies and gentlemen.
For the first time ever, we're doing deep thoughts from the men on Tinder live. Yeah, this will be very interesting. If you've never heard of it, what we do is we find some of the funniest men's Tinder profiles or Tinderella profiles, and then we read them, and they're really good. I think you're going to enjoy them.
You literally explained that just for that one guy in the back who's never heard the show before. So, congratulations, man. Yeah.
And so we have that, and then a new segment all year long. You know, I think if you guys follow this, you probably know hashtag Sarah's so white, and... I would say I make some interesting statements. Maybe we both make some interesting statements.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we wonder, like, because you say it kind of in the heat of the moment, and then a show goes by, and then you realize it's been in the public eye now for 6-7 months, so we're going to do this new thing now that we're going to play something old, and we're going to decide whether we actually want to stand by it, or if we're going to move on from what we said. So, and there's some doozies
stand
in there.
By
Let me just say, yeah.
Or stand down.
Yeah, stand by or stand down.
We've all that, and then...
is
that the one guy that's like first
that
to the
Teddy,
show?
That was Teddy. Be like, that's good. That's good.
And then, of course, I am so excited because Paul Wharton is here.
Woo!
Yay!
And when he's ready, too, by the way.
In what way do you mean ready?
His pants looked a little bit, you know.
And this is the first time, by the way, Sammy, you and I have interviewed or talked to Paul Wharton post-Omarosa drama.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we're going to get, I don't even know if Paul knows. I mean, I wonder if Paul didn't want us to talk about that again.
Well, too late now. We're talking about it, Paul.
Paul.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So Paul Wharton is going to be here, our favorite DC celebrity. So we have all that.
Do you want me to play you a disclaimer just to start off? Just because I feel like, you know, it's going to get a little bit, you know, more.
This is a statement intended to specify or delimit the scope of rights and obligations that may be exercised and enforced by parties in a legally recognized relationship.
Wait, okay.
This is your disclaimer. The Hey Frasier podcast may not be suitable for all ears. Oh.
Okay, that way we know that now you can say the F word. It's all good now.
Oh, good. I love that. And by the way, tonight, California Tortilla is our sponsor.
Woo!
Yay! They do amazing catering. They do amazing holiday parties. So definitely check them out at caltort.com. Plus, we have 20 giveaways. This is a $20 gift card plus hot sauce. So all throughout the show, we are giving away one of our favorite things, which is California Tortilla.
And I actually asked them beforehand. I was like, I just really want one Oprah moment. And so they gave me a bunch of free queso coupons. So I got to be like, you get free queso. You get free queso. You get free queso. And I'll just go hand these to you guys afterwards. All right, that's fine. I'm not good at throwing.
Yes!
But still, I got my Oprah moment. Thank you, California Tortilla. That was fantastic.
Do not leave here tonight without getting your free chips and queso.
Yes.
So all that.
You get free queso.
Okay, there's so many stories that I want to get to before we start on some of our staple things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, so I don't know if you guys heard the show earlier in the week, but we had a gentleman who kind of set this off, who basically Snapchatted and emailed me and said, hey, you're always about being body positive and you celebrate your potty. Why don't you Snapchat yourself nude?
Why don't you, Sarah? Exactly.
Right.
You
so
know.
I said, well, you know, so-and-so, I don't really do that because, you know, I mean, that's not really how I celebrate body positive. But he went and sent me a picture of his penis as a celebration of his body.
I believe I've already sent it out over my Snapchat, so if you'd like to check that out, feel free to. It's soapy. Let me just say that much. It's soapy.
So I wanted to see tonight because I've been getting a ton of dick pics. So I have. And do you have the one that the guy wants us to review his penis tonight, the soapy penis?
I believe it's on your phone, but I mean, I can definitely...
Oh, okay. Well, here's what he writes. He says, hey, Sarah, I love your show. You and Sammy are the only reason that I used to listen to radio, and I now enjoy listening to the podcast. When you were talking about dick pics, I didn't expect you to be mortified like some women. I was pleasantly surprised that you seemed like you were into dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so proud of my dick. I love to show it off any chance I get.
Amen. Amen.
I don't show it unsolicited, but if a woman even hints at wanting to see it, I'll make that happen. My dick is so long and fairly thick. I think it's a perfect size, bigger than most, but not freakishly large. The look on women's faces the first time they see it is so pleasing. It seems to be like the best thing in the world to them. This man has an incredible...
I mean, he's confident. He's definitely confident in his thing.
So when I heard that you like dick pics, I was wondering if you would save my penis in your phone. What?
Well, I believe that's what we're all waiting to hear is, have you?
Oh my God, I don't expect you to send pictures in return, but I'd love to know what you look like naked. Why does it... Is it something about me? When did body positive become send me nudes?
Well, I think it just kind of entails it. You know, if I consider myself to be body positive. So I said body positive, whatever. All right. Body positive. Okay. So if you were to ask me to send you, I would just send it. I mean, I don't care. Like, I'm that kind of guy. First time I meet a girl, if I sleep over, I'm walking around naked in your kitchen the next morning. Like, I am not covering up, so.
He says, so I want your opinion about my dick. What do you think? I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.
So here's the thing. If you want to see this penis, so I don't know. Is it illegal to show someone's
I don't know. I mean,
junk?
Here's the thing. It's on you. You have it on your phone and your computer, right?
Right. But I think that everyone should follow you on Snapchat because you actually Snapchatted a photo. So if you follow the Sammy K on Snapchat right now, we'll do a poll, okay? You can respond back and let us know
funny.
What you think.
We're going to do a poll on a penis. That's just... You are a comedian, Sarah. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. Yeah, that was funny. That was great.
And I'm now a penis connoisseur. I will review your stuff. So there's a couple other stories, too, that I wanted to discuss with you. So did you guys all see that Uber drivers have now put out the warning, no sex in their Uber cars? Like, that's the big thing? What? The one boo.
Yeah.
Have you ever, okay, honestly, except for that one person that booed, have you ever seen anyone have sex or heard of anyone having sex in an Uber?
I mean, yes, I have, first off. Second, I've been kicked out of a taxi for making out before.
Really?
Yeah, like I was just sucking face, you know what I mean? Like nothing too crazy. And the guy kicked me out and he's like, no sex in the car. And I was like, I'm not having sex, dude. I don't know how you have sex in your country, but my clothes are still on, like... I don't know how it goes, but I kind of understand because I think also with Uber, the whole notion of Uber is the fact that you rate them and they rate you. But I feel like as passengers, a lot of times we forget because we're so fucked up that, oh, my God, they can actually give us a score. Like, we can get kicked off this app. You know what I mean? And so I understand that now they finally have to put out a press release and be like, hey, guys. No driver, after driving 8 hours, is going to be annoyed by seeing a few titties, you know, in the back. But you should probably not do that, you know, because
they
health
say
regulations.
Unwanted contact between drivers and riders after a ride is also prohibitive. So are firearms. And Uber would like to remind everyone that there is to be no sex in their cars. There's no sexual conduct with drivers or fellow riders, no matter what. So there's your warning.
Well, there's my warning. All right. Can't hit on Habib anymore.
Yeah, well, there's none of that. Did you also see this story, too, where now kids basically under the age of 15, they only watch YouTube. They don't watch regular TV.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with this.
So I was surprised, though, to read this Washington Post story that now parents have to remind the kids that the people they see on YouTube, the other kids, are not actually their friends. Did you hear this?
Wait, what? So they're saying, like, oh, my God, my friend, Hannah Montana.
Yes. So the Washington Post just put this story in. It says that parents now have to tell their kids that they are no longer, that they aren't friends with their favorite YouTube personality. More and more children, as they get away from television, the only other kids they watch are those on YouTube, and they believe that they're really friends. Not only that, but more parents are reporting that kids are always imaginary pitching to a fake camera. So, like, you know how you used to have imaginary friends?
Oh, yeah, but they're actually talking to, like, fake cameras and stuff.
Exactly.
I will say that I do find, like, my nieces and nephews, like, when I was young, you know, we would do, like, little dance routines or a little show, like you and your cousins, that's what you do, right? Now that they insist on us filming it. Like,
yes.
If we don't have our phones on film it, they go, we're not doing it. What are you doing? Pull out your phone. And I was like, I'm not filming this shit. Like, I don't have to tell you, but this is like some dumb kid stuff. They're like, when I was younger, they watched it, smiled, nodded, and go, okay, good. Go back to your room now. But now, like, they want to film it, and then they come to everyone you see, and they're like, show them that video. Show them that video. And I was like, you still only have 3 views, just so you know. Like, there's not much. But I understand, like, my nieces and nephews, they don't watch, like, TV at all. For them,
right.
It's all YouTube. That's all they watch. Like, you go on their TV, they literally use TV just to watch YouTube. You know? That's it. They don't really have, I mean, they just watch YouTube videos and go on to other ones and more YouTube videos and... Makes sense to me.
Well, I read that story and I was sad. I was like, the imaginary friend is gone. Because I used to have so many imaginary friends.
I bet you did.
This is a long time. No, I don't have any now. I mean, this was like a long time ago. Cobster, Webster, and Tiffany. I still remember
Cobster,
that. Cobster, long time
Webster,
ago.
And Tiffany. Now, can I ask you, Sarah, were you going through puberty when you still had these imaginary friends?
No, I'm telling you, this was like... Way, like, I mean, probably my first memories were Cobster, Webster, and Tiffany, and Cobster lived in Stratton.
Were you 12?
No, I was not. These are, like, old, you know?
You won't tell me an age because you know it's too old to have imaginary friends. That's why. Give me an age, Sarah.
Okay, like, I don't know. I think I was done with them at, like, 11. No, I'm kidding. But I will say this. this. No, I was done with the imaginary friends.
You got rid of Cobster and Webster by like 9, but you still had like, what was the other one named?
Tiffany.
And Tiffany. Tiffany was still there until 11?
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
I mean, no, I got rid of them young. I would say the only thing that I'm kind of embarrassed about is I did still play with Barbies in middle school. Did anyone else? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, thank God. I was like, that was... That was really a moment for me. I was like, was anyone in eighth grade still playing with Barbies? But thank
God. Now here, we got another question for you. Who here's in their mid-30s and has a 200-plus doll, 200-plus collection of dolls at home? Anybody?
Okay. That's going to be worth something someday. So, you know. And by the way, there's 500. So.
500, sorry.
Thank you.
500.
I know. That one guy that's never seen our show is like, this chick is batshit crazy.
Actually, here's what I want. What do you guys think about her outfit tonight? Huh? You like that? See?
Oh, thank you.
She was so worried. She was like, I look frumpy. I feel like I'm, you know, like, you look like an 80s person. Like,
well, no, I was fine with it until, you know, one of the people that helps us said, oh, I like your shoes. It looks like one of those shoes where they had the goldfish in the bottom. I was like, okay. I felt good about my outfit until she was like, yeah, those are those shoes where they put a goldfish in the bottom. I'm like, no, that wasn't really the
point. Which, again, would be very cool of you, Sarah. I mean.
That would have been something.
What would Lady Gaga do?
I thought this was only fitting because, obviously, California Tortilla is our sponsor tonight. Mm-hmm. But did you see the guy who broke a record and ate a 5-pound burrito in one sitting?
Oh, 5 pounds?
5 pounds.
Well,
by the
you
way.
Know, in DC, like they offer one, it's called like El Toro or something.
This was the Anaconda Burrito.
And it's 5 pounds? Because there's one in DC that's 3 pounds.
This was 3 feet long.
Oh, God.
5 pounds. The eater's name is Pablo Martinez. And the 3 foot long loaded burrito was with an unnecessary amount of cheese, beans, steak, rice. I know, it was so crazy, and he managed to finish it all in one sitting in less than 20 minutes. Oh,
God. Do you have to pay more rent the next month? Like, I just feel like your landlord would be like, you're an asshole. That water bill was through the roof.
So he also entered Nathan's hot dog eating contest a couple of years ago, but he says he specializes in burritos.
Good for him. He's got a dream. Look, Sarah, how can you hate on that, okay? You had the dream of one day walking out dressed like an 80s pop singer and doing a one-year anniversary show. And you had it, all right? Your dream came true, right? This guy's same thing. He's just living his dream.
Pablo. Yes, he says that this is probably the longest burrito I've ever eaten.
Probably.
He said, not only did I finish... And the exact time, by the way, he finished it in just over 13 minutes.
Oof.
Ah, oh, my God. Is that not unbelievable?
I'm just saying I've tried to eat some of those really big items before, and you don't feel like you need to have a driver with you. You know what I mean? Like, even if you get halfway through, you feel so disgusting that you can't really function that well.
I know. I would not want to enter any eating contest.
What would you eat? Like, oh, my God, I can eat 3 pounds of chia seeds. Is that what it would be?
Like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at me. I'm actually the world champion in granola eating.
I like where you're headed with that. I do like that. Yeah. Oatmeal.
You should have that. We should actually have the first ever healthy eating contest. Like, you know.
Great idea.
So you have to eat, like, chia seeds and flax, and that's it.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
That sounds horrible.
Hey, when you think of passive-aggressive emojis, do any come to mind? Like, is there such a thing as a passive-aggressive emoji that someone sends you?
Passive-aggressive emoji? Ooh, I don't know. Like, I guess also my phone, I don't really...
you don't have emojis?
I purposely don't install the emoji stuff or I delete it. So, like, it's just squares. So whenever you send me an emoji, just, like, 5 squares in a row, and I go, sounds like it's a rad time.
Well, there was a recent survey done, and I had no idea. I thought all these emojis were perfectly fine to send, but these are the top 5 passive-aggressive emojis.
Okay.
So when someone sends you these, they're really saying something else. The upside-down smiley face.
Isn't that just a frown?
Well, they say seemingly friendly. You get this when someone's pissed off at you. They're, like, not happy. They're not mad. They're just sort of irritated by you. That's what that means.
So is it, like, the whole smiley face is upside down?
Yeah.
Or is...
Have you seen that one?
Oh, I always just thought that was, like, the question mark in Latin America. I'm sorry. I had no idea. That was, oops, I'm reading them wrong.
I didn't realize this. I send this one all the time, the peace sign.
The peace sign? How is that supposed to be on piss? It's the sign for peace.
Right? Well, it essentially means people are done. Peace. I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. Peace.
Oh, it's supposed to be like, I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. That makes sense.
That can be interpreted as passive aggressive. The head rub girl. Do you realize the head rub girl?
Well, yeah, that just means like I'm so frustrated with you, I'm rubbing my head, you know?
Yeah, the head rub girl means I'm going to pretend to listen, but I'm annoyed that you have so much drama.
Amen.
So what? I've got to rub my temples. I'm so excited about that.
I'm going to throw this back again. I think it's very fucked up that we're going back to hieroglyphics as a society. I've mentioned this numerous times, but the fact that one picture can mean a whole sentence is way too difficult. Like, what happened to words?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also on the list is the money flying. People usually ask for money with this emoji that looks kind of cute and innocent with money flying, but ultimately they want their $10 back that, you know.
I guess I don't know too many people with that money, so yeah.
And then 100 points is one of the other ones that are super passive aggressive. They say only assholes use this because nothing in life is 100.
Did you just say 100 points? Like, you call it keeping it 100?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping it 100? And you just said, oh, yeah, the 100 points. Hashtag Sarah So White. Bringing that one in today. 1 year anniversary. Boom.
Tick, tick. Got that one.
Got that one.
So anyway, they're the most passive aggressives. What do you want to do first? You want to do a mass debate and get some audience members up here? Do you want to do a Sammy rant?
It's up to you. I'm ready for
anything. Stand by it. What are you guys feeling like first? Debate.
They want free shit. That's why. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, everyone knows this show. I'm still just like doing this show for that one guy. Sir, we're about to do this thing called mass debate. If you say it quickly, it sounds like masturbate. So we need two people to represent each one of us. Who wants to come up? And by the way, you're going away with hot sauce and a $20 gift card to California Tortilla. Everyone's hands should be up. Okay, this person right here. Okay, and this, Shannon, come on up. Shannon's like a big fan. Woo! Okay, so the mass debate topics, we have two mass debate topics, a little bit shorter than normal. And you guys, by the way, are going to vote on who wins. And we have about 30 mm-hmm. seconds. Who's going to keep time?
I am.
Oh, well.
Oh, TK's right. Look at her.
Why are you like so Bam. Stealth-like?
Oh, is that your invisible friend Tiffany from back in the day?
Oh! Hey, are Cobster and Webster coming later? Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so which topic do you guys want to start with first? Which is a more annoying Christmas tradition? Elf on a Shelf or NORAD tracking Santa?
Oh, gosh. All right.
Or we can start with, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Mm.
You like Die Hard is a Christmas? Okay, who do you want to argue that Die Hard is a Christmas film? Okay, Sammy's going to argue that it's a Christmas film, and I'm going to argue that it's not.
Okay.
All right. Shannon is repping Sammy. Yeah, 15 seconds is good, 20 seconds. And what's your name, by the way?
Lizzie.
Okay, Lizzie, you're Team Sarah, which is usually the losing team on this, so you're really screwed.
But it's all right, though. You're good today. Don't worry.
Oh,
luckily
I did
for
win
you,
the last one.
I don't know
one.
Shit about Christmas, so.
Do you know shit about Die Hard?
No.
No, I can't.
Say yes.
Yeah. I know a little bit, all right? I know a little bit.
Okay. You are arguing that it is what?
I'm going first. Why don't you go first? Let me get some hints about what the movie was about from you first, you know?
Okay. All right. I'm arguing that it's not, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie because, let's be honest, there's nothing in there about Christmas. I think one time Bruce Willis wears a fucking Christmas hat, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And then also, I don't see how shooting guns and killing people, Christ did die pretty violently, so I can see how it would be kind of like that. Actually, I kind of
you just helped
see.
Me out. That's
time.
Wait a second. I think I know Die Hard. It's the Bruce Willis movie, right?
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, hold on. Isn't that wait, can I start now? I'm going to make some of this movie up along the way because I don't really know all of it, but I want to say that it happened in the wintertime, and wasn't he just killing people to try to get home during Christmas? What was it again?
It was
a Christmas party. And then, of course, you know, I hate to break it to you, but Christmas, bald white men, they go hand in hand. So, you know, that's my argument. I don't know. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Time. Okay, who wins? Team Sarah or Team Sammy? I think Team Sammy wins.
Hiya.
There you go.
And I will promise to watch Die Hard before next Christmas. All right.
Okay, second one is most annoying. Which annoying tradition is more annoying? Christmas mm-hmm. tradition is more annoying. Elf on a Shelf. You want me to argue Elf on a Shelf is more annoying
Ooh.
Than NORAD Ooh. Tracking Santa.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I went first last time, your turn.
All right, so NORAD Tracking Santa, okay? I'm just going to throw this out there that when you talk about politics, you talk about government fucking wasting money, okay, to sit there and to track a made-up goddamn fat man with a bunch of reindeer, who, by the way, let's all talk about it, Rudolph was abused, okay? Like, Rudolph was treated like shit, and Rudolph should have taken on... Okay, sorry,
oh,
next.
Oh, damn.
Fuck NORAD.
Fuck. Okay, I'm ready. Clearly, Elf on a Shelf is more of an annoying tradition. Who wants this fucking creepy little elf looking after mm-hmm. your kids and, like, spying on you? And then you've got to hide this thing every day. So, you know, you think it's, like, spying on your kids once, but no, now you've got to, like, move it around. And, I need more time!
Thank you!
I didn't even get into the argument. Okay, Team Sammy... Or Team Sarah? Oh, I feel like that was tied.
That was close. Damn it. I thought I
okay,
had
look,
you guys.
You guys
with the
are
Rudolph.
Both walking away with hot sauces.
Thank you.
Oh, who's sitting with you? Here, take some for the people that are at your table and your table mates.
And take some queso, too,
take
ladies.
Take some queso.
This is for you. You're fantastic. You're fantastic.
I wondered if, you know, when we get Paul Wharton up here, I feel like Paul Wharton might be able to help with this one. But Donald Trump is so desperate for an A-list celebrity to perform at his inauguration that new sources are saying that he might be willing to pay double their talent fee to do the inauguration party. For double our talent fee, would you be at his inauguration party?
I think the issue that he has, I mean, yeah, I would definitely do it. Not gonna lie, not gonna lie about
yeah,
that.
Me too.
But
call us.
My issue is, like you already saw with, like, Third Eye Blind and stuff, any artist that does it is just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to take that money. But there's no way to stop him knowing they're just going to say shit about him anyways. So at this point, why wouldn't he just go get, you know, like a marching band? Yeah, Kanye likes him. Why not Kanye? I heard he's free. I heard he doesn't have a tour anymore. Too soon? He's out, by the way, and he's got blonde hair. Boom. Don't believe me? Look at the pictures.
I feel like he still needs treatment. Like, I think he might be out, but I don't think it's over. Like, I don't think
he's
out. Better.
He's out. I don't know.
So I also had read this, too, that they don't really want Kid Rock or Ted Nugent because they think they're too redneck, which I think is just kind of funny.
Aren't you upset that Kid Rock, isn't that guy on your hump list? Like, he's on your hump island, isn't he?
I love Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you be, like...
I like the ooh that came out. Like, ah...
Kid Rock is so hot. I'm sorry.
Anyone else think Kid Rock is hot? All right, just the new guy who came in today. Awesome. Thank you.
I stand by that. I'm sorry. You know what? I think he smells like Jack Daniels and a cigarette and a good time. That's all I can say. Okay, as if you wouldn't be on that tour bus with him, right? I mean, my God, that guy knows
Again,
how to party.
I think the answer is still going to be no from everybody. Yeah.
Speaking of Kid Rock, we've got to do this.
That's like, come on, like, you wouldn't be in a dumpster eating spaghetti out of there. I feel like that's how having sex with Kid Rock is. Like, it's just one step above eating spaghetti out of the dumpster out back, you know?
I would do it. I don't know. Well, I have a weakness for Detroit guys. Eminem, I also like Eminem. Thank you.
And yeah. I believe your boyfriend happens to also be from Detroit.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's something about Detroit.
Wow.
I have a weakness. I was going to say, speaking of Kid Rock, you did hear, I think everybody knows this, but when your bank makes an error and deposits more money in your bank account than what you really have, it's not yours, right?
What?
Did you hear about the kid that got a $1.2 million infusion of cash in his account? Like, they essentially lined up the wrong numbers.
Uh-huh.
So he went out and bought a yacht and a Maserati and cocaine.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for him. I mean, did they put him in jail for it?
Yes, Luke Moore is his name. He's from Australia. He's going to jail for 4 years. He says currently he's thinking about readjusting his life.
Yeah. Good plan. Good plan.
This is after the already debt-ridden student had thought that it was just good karma when he opened up his bank account and there was $1.25 million in there.
I'm going to say that I've had a bank error in my favor before, and I just walked the fuck out, and I didn't say anything.
You didn't?
And I still haven't really said anything because I'm pretty sure Wells Fargo still listens to me, but I just want to say that thank you for that $800 when I was 22 years old in college. That made a difference.
And so, they never figured it out?
No, like I walked in there, I gave them a check for like $70 and then a check for like, I think like $100, and I guess somehow he thought it was a check for $700 and a check for $100, and he just hands me $800 cash, and he goes in, here you go, $800. I go, thank you. And I just like walked the fuck out of there.
Oh my God.
And I called my dad. I was like, Dad, he's like, they're going to come after you. They're definitely going to come after you for that money. Don't spend it. I waited a month. I put in like other checks in there just to see. Nothing happened. And so I went and I bought like a $500 bottle of liquor. And because that's what college kids do, you know? We drank it all in one night.
Do you ever think this is maybe why this
is why? No, I understand exactly why this kid's going to do it. What would you do? Like, it's money you don't have, and you go, well, shit, man.
But
it's like Monopoly.
$1.25 million? So,
I would have totally pulled a blank check on that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I would have bought a mansion. I would have had a go-kart track.
Well, he did. He blew it on sports cars, speedboats, strippers, and coke.
Amen.
For all of his friends.
Here's my thing. If you know you're going to jail for 4 years, make it worth it, you know? Make it worth it.
I just love this story quote. He says, I'm currently readjusting my life. I would imagine. All right. Let's play Stand By It because
okay.
I'm curious. I haven't heard, by the way, what the sound clips are. So Sammy all week has been trying to find things or topics or comments that we made over the past year to see if we stand by it or stand down.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
All right. This is for you.
So that's the thing is I'm just a little worried that we have worked really hard all this time to get this opportunity, like a New York Times article. And then, like, that's being shut
down. That's being shut down. So, Sarah, do you stand by you not actually doing the New York Times article, or do you wish that you would have ended up doing it and just saying fuck it to that great opportunity that you had at that time?
Wait, I stand by that because you did the interview. It turned out great. We had the election night party. So I stand by making that decision to not take the other job and have the election night party.
Even though they wrote like an entire paragraph about me in there and it was
yes!
deliciously awesome.
Yes, that's absolutely what we're doing.
All right, then, fine.
I
just
love
that. Stand by that one.
I stand by.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, this next one, not one I chose, but thank you to our interns who found this one. Assholes.
I hope this doesn't creep you out too much, but would you have sex with a woman who is wearing a tampon during relation?
I mean, I guess. Well.
So, wait. The whole clip was you would have sex with a woman while she's having your period with a tampon in.
I believe that's what you asked me, and I believe my answer was, yeah, sure, I guess.
Do you stand by or are you standing down?
Oh, here's the thing is...
Someone's with him. Stand down.
Stand down. I think that I said that at a point of desperation. It's been a long time since I've had any sort of intercourse. There was a drought per se. Okay. But I will say that since my lady friend is not here tonight, I'm going to stand by that comment. I don't give a shit. Like, she's not here, so I'm not really worried about what happens. Like, she can hear the podcast next week. I'll be gone.
All right. I love it.
All right. Yeah, I'm standing by that one.
Okay. So far, we're 2 for 2 of standby.
Okay. Sarah, you ready for the last one?
Oh, God. I can't
tiebreaker
imagine.
Tiebreaker right here.
Okay.
This is awesome. Can I be your agent for this? I would whore out your feet so quickly.
You know, can I tell you, I'm really comfortable with a lot of things. You've seen me in a bikini.
Yeah.
I don't really care about, like, body hair.
Okay, I know that.
I would expose my body hair. I don't really care about all that. But there's something about feet. When I got this foot fetish request on Facebook, they said, hey, look, we're huge fans.
Yes, we are.
And we want to know if you would be interested in taking a picture. We would pay you for it. We usually pay some people, some celebrity people on this site, over $500, and we would put it up. We want to use your name and say, these are Sarah Fraser, Hey Fraser podcast.
Feet, all right? So question, Sarah, you never end up taking that money, right? Now we're about a year into the show. Things are getting a little bit tough. Holidays are coming up.
Do you stand down?
Oh, you stand
down. I wish I sent that picture. Oh, my God.
You could have gotten $500 for your little hobbit toes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Message me again. Now you can have the feet.
All right. Well,
what do you want? Chip nail polish or no?
Keep it natural, girl. Yeah. Chip nail polish
natural.
All the way.
Who wants a natural foot? All right,
I'm glad we're standing by. We're standing by a lot of our stuff, except for that one. We're standing
down on that one.
Okay.
All right, look, we have to get the man of the hour here because I just can only imagine. He has so many stories to tell. His dating life is amazing. His career life is amazing. And he has interesting friends like Omarosa. He is one of our favorite people to have on the show. Please welcome to the stage our special guest tonight, Paul Wharton. Yay!
Yes, that's right. Hey, what's up?
Yes, what's up, bitches.
How are you? So I come into the building and he points at my cock and he's like, "You're excited for tonight?"
No,
that's
it was
the way it fucking looked.
It was a lot bigger beforehand.
So white, Paulie's so black. So this is what you get. So wait. So you play this disclaimer. You play this disclaimer. You haven't said fuck once.
Wait,
who
we
the
said
fuck
asshole.
Did you play this disclaimer for? Asshole. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Chia seeds and fucking burritos. Fuck that.
Let's talk about some shit.
These motherfuckers came for a show. You came for a show, right? What the fuck? I was back there. I nodded out. I don't do heroin. I fucking nodded out. The fuck is going on in this motherfucker?
So you didn't enjoy me talking about period sex at all?
No.
No, I figured you would enjoy that one.
Where's your girlfriend, by the way, to put in her two cents about this?
She's gone. She's out with friends right now.
Oh, she's out with friends. Where's Dan?
He had hernia surgery, so he's on the sofa. I know.
I don't know about this, y'all. But okay. I'm going to do my best to try to bring this shit
Honey,
back.
Bring it. Okay. Oh,
as
my God.
As he fixes his hair.
I want to talk about so many things.
Oh, my God. Where to start? Where do you want to start?
Well,
you're talking about the condom story? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, the condom.
What you want?
I'm in tender love, you guys. It's all love because he has no money. I'm the sugar daddy. Hold on. Let me tell you something. When the fucking gay twink becomes a sugar daddy, it is a sad fucking moment. Who the fuck knew that a bitch like me would become the sugar daddy? When did that happen?
How does that role
you
reversal?
You fly on 28 fucking private planes and the motherfucker thinks you're a sugar daddy. No, I need to be kept. That's the thing. I've kept myself up to this point, but I need a sponsor.
Are you?
I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do
this. How about Keltor? What do you think?
Are
you willing to eat a 5-foot, 3-foot long burrito? You probably
I do not
had three
eat burritos.
Feet in your mouth before.
No, fucking no. Oh. I don't do that shit. No, Sarah. No.
Sorry.
They don't have all that.
I thought there was anyone here that could take a 3-footer.
No, 3-footer. Look. Okay. Okay. Well, do y'all want to hear about my Tinder love?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I met this guy on Tinder. So I have a house in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm from Cleveland. And are you okay with this? Can I tell my story?
There was
a big exhale.
I was listening.
All right. So anyway, so I
had
this
fat man breathe on a microphone.
Right. I'm like,
God damn.
Oh my God, he was so mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm just breathing. Oh, sorry.
I am. Yeah. Okay. I snore at night. If you listen to the podcast, you know all about my snoring escapades.
So this is the thing. So Sarah and I work together over at Fox 5, and we do many things together. Right? Do y'all watch Good Day DC? This is my favorite motherfucker of all time. Bitch, you are, you know what? You bring so much happiness over there.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't realize that people at work don't fucking like each other because I'm in and out of that bitch. You know, they start at 4:25. I come in there with fucking three assistants, a driver, right?
It is the
truth. Tell those motherfuckers.
You have a huge entourage.
It's a lot, right?
Yes. It's amazing.
Well, I know, although I look impossibly young and fresh, that's when you give me.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been in this motherfucker for a minute. So, you know, 15 years of doing television, you know, you got an assistant or three. Your assistant needs an assistant. That's how you know you made it.
So, okay, that's when we'll know. Okay.
No, when I knew I made it, I can go to the grocery store. And you know what I don't do? The only thing, we cooked last week on Good Day DC. Did y'all watch the Keys Challenge, the brunch challenge, me and Erin Como? Did you watch that?
Oh, two people.
She was mad as shit. Oh, two people. Oh, who gives? They paid me anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, y'all watch it. What does it matter?
They're already fucking gave me my check. Fuck all of you all. No, but I love you. You're my people. But anyway, so they give me, Paul Wharton, a $30 fucking brunch budget to go to the grocery store. Okay, well, first of all, it cost me $30 to park. Okay, I take fucking three spaces in my fucking big ass car. I don't know how to spend $30 at fucking Whole Foods. I just don't know how to do it. So I'm making this quiche against Erin Como, who you deal with.
Yes, yes.
And she loses, of course, because I win. Because she spent $41 and I spent $271.
What kind of quiche?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I could make an amazing quiche. There's no way eggs cost
you. The bacon was dry rubbed, fucking Sammy.
Not $270
worth. The
shrimp
was flown in, I think, on a private plane like me. The motherfucker was flawless. The fucking chicken sausage had sun-dried tomatoes in it, people. The cheese. I had them grate the motherfucking cheese. I'm not talking about Sharp or Kraft or any of those motherfuckers. I'm talking about some real motherfucking cheese. Like some shit that Martha would have. You know, it was for you. It was for all two of you that watched, so I thought there'd be an audience. And so I wanted to make a good recipe of quiche. So she lost. She was mad. We talked about it yesterday on the phone, and she told me that her feelings were really hurt that she lost the brunch challenge.
Really?
Like, doesn't she have, like, a new segment called, like, Cooking with Como or something like that?
Right, and I fucked all that shit
up. Yeah, I was going to say.
The gay black man with the long hair in this conservative-ass town fucked her cooking challenge up.
And
she's a white girl from Connecticut.
As a food person myself, right, I get so annoyed that – every 3 months or so, there's some TV person that has a name that could somehow go with eating. They go, you know what? You're going to be in charge. Your name is Will. We're going to have Will You Eat It. Your name is Erin Como. How about Cooking with Como?
Yeah.
And it always ends up being the most disgusting
alliteration.
Shit. Like,
yeah.
The most disgusting. No offense.
What would yours be?
She's a great.
Simmering with Sammy.
Like, simmering, sauteing with Sammy
yeah,
K.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. So shitty. But you watch it and I go, like, I remember watching this thing and no offense. She's a great person, right?
Yeah.
But she made, like, breakfast linguine, and I almost threw up in my fucking mouth looking at the picture, being like, who the fuck wants linguine for breakfast? Like, and this is what her new segment's going to be on?
Well, she told me she was mad about it, and I said, well, bitch, step up your game.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be mad at me, bitch. I can't. I'm on TV. You know what? You booked me $30 budget or not. Fuck it. I don't need the reimbursement.
All right.
I'm fucking, look, I'm coming to win.
We know.
Sorry.
No. Well, we want to know because a couple things. The last time that you appeared on this show, you were with your friend Omarosa.
Yes.
Is she still mad at us? Or do you think that there's love and
she'll be fucking back? Hates us, Sarah. What
anybody have
about?
Anybody have any street drugs? I need some fucking street drugs. Just meet me
on.
At the back.
She
I came here
really
bearing
be
no
mad.
Assistant tonight. It's just me.
She
I'm
can't really
own.
Be mad. Can't we
I
be friends?
I don't fucking know what that bitch is mad about. I got too much shit. Listen, okay, I forgot where it's the whole group. You know what? The great thing about these lights is you forget a whole bunch of people are here. And you think that you're just talking. I don't know what that bitch is mad about. I love her dearly.
Preface.
I've had a hard time coming back from the election. I'm mad. I'm still salty.
Are you?
I am. I can't fucking recover.
Wait, but hold on, Paul. I got a question because you promised us that even if we made jokes last time, like maybe a few months ago, thinking this would never happen.
Yeah.
And you promised me that I could go bowling with you at the White House if Trump gets elected.
No, I didn't say that shit. I'm not going over that motherfucker. What
but
are you,
you
talking
said you're
about?
Like you're like if anyone's gonna get there, it's gonna be me. And I was like, good to
wait,
be bowling
wait,
with
wait,
you.
Wait. Say that again. If anybody what?
If anyone's gonna get in the White House, it's gonna
no,
be
no,
you
no,
and
no.
your best friend Omarosa.
No. That was in your fucking head, motherfucker. I did not say I don't need to go to no motherfucking Trump White House. Now I can. They invited me to that bitch already, but I don't know that I want to go. I don't know yet. I can't say that I will or I won't. But right now, I'm not feeling it. What did I say?
Oh, our listeners!
Hold up!
No.
I can recover from this. Trust me. I've been in tougher situations. This bitch, she's gonna challenge me. Look,
you
I'm from Cleveland.
Trip.
I'm a black gay man from Cleveland that flies on private planes. You think I can't take on this bitch? Hold up. Now, I might have said it in the spirit of giving you a good show, but I'm gonna have a side moment and tell you that as Paul Wharton, I don't feel. Even still, with Omarosa being my friend of 13 years, that I want to go to the Trump White House. Me right now. I have never felt that. I don't feel it. I went to the Obama White House once, and that's all I fucking need. I'm fucking fine, whether I'm with the White House or not. So I might have said it in the spirit of, like, putting on show.
Look at me, Paul. You're the one that's ruining my dreams right now, okay? Don't look at
You're
them.
Not fucking going.
All right.
Oh, no.
You can go without me.
I've already been
there.
I'm telling
go.
You, like, here's the thing. Once you go to the White House, you walk in, you go, okay.
So I can throw balls down a lane.
Yeah, it's
fuck
like,
that,
like okay.
No. Oh, no.
I don't know that I want to do
it. Do you stand by losing your virginity to Elmo? We hope that was real.
Oh, Jesus. Of course. No, no. Wait. All of that shit was real. But
oh,
but
thank God.
But sometimes, you know, in terms of, oh, you got to get. You know how Dave Chappelle on Chappelle's show said, you know, Whack Arnold's. Y'all remember that? Whack yeah. Arnold. You want some Whack Arnold's? You got to go through me. So I think that was the spirit of us talking about the you don't know that? He's talking about Whack Arnold's. It's like McDonald's, the McRib came back. The Whack Rib. We got a she doesn't see the
look
Chappelle
at you,
show.
You get Patron delivered on stage.
Is that for me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. So anyway, so Dave Chappelle said, you want some Whack Arnold's, you gotta go through me. So I probably said, you want some White House bowling alley, you gotta go through me.
Fine, Paul.
I didn't really
fine,
mean
Paul.
It.
I please. Got it. We're not friends anymore. No.
So, look, I wanted to do deep thoughts of with men on Tinder with you here to get, like, your reaction.
Because I have a Tinder guy I'm seeing. He's wonderful. He's from a farm in Cleveland. He's polyamorous.
He's from a farm?
He's polyamorous. He's a polyamorous.
So that means that he has multiple lovers
yes,
at one time.
But they're women. But listen.
What?
I know, but I'm not the other bitch. Hold up. Let me tell you about how this shit works. Okay, so I meet this guy on Tinder, right? She's like, hold up. I was in your motherfucking corner. I'm going to tell you, bitch. Hold up. Stay with me. Don't go off on me. I ain't going to go off on you. We cool. Let me tell all y'all. Look, this is like fighting the nobody.
You are literally arguing to like, you are arguing to nobody right now.
Out there, but the lights are fucking me up. Listen, don't nobody throw shit up here. Okay. This is the thing. I am not the other bitch. I don't do that. I don't play that. Y'all got me?
Okay.
What happened was I was minding my business on my Tinder in Cleveland, Ohio, trying to find me a little side piece because I go there to see my grandmama and I got a couple of spare hours in the evening.
I got a question. How can you mind your business while scooping on Tinder? That just seems like
no, I was
exactly
minding my
antithesis.
Business because I spent the whole day with my grandmother and I wanted to get off at night.
Okay. Am I'm going to sip your drink.
Oh, I'm by myself. You?
No, you're good.
Okay, thanks. The one black chick in the room tells me I'm good. Thank you, Sarah. So white, you are not even
that
controlled.
Booed whenever we said there's no sex in Ubers. So
I meet this guy, and it says, you know, he's normal or whatever. So then he sends me this message. He says, "I hope you don't mind. I'm poly." So shit, I gotta Google the shit, you know, because I'm like, what the fuck does that mean, poly? Oh God, oh hi, happy poly, bitches. So he said, "I have a main woman. Her name is Lynn."
Okay.
And then I have a. Whatever, second one that I go with one day a week on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, shit. And then he was like, but I've always wanted to be with the guy. And so me and Lynn are discussing it. And me and Lynn decided to swipe right on you. Me and Lynn.
What?
So I'm like, that sounds great, but you cannot bring that bitch. Because I was afraid, because he tried to bring her over, but I was afraid she would, you know, like it was you. I was afraid you with this.
Thing. Wait, so what? You thought she was going to try to chop it off?
I thought she was going to stick a knife. It's funny you say that.
Really?
You thought she was going to bob at you.
No, not the dick, but in my back. I just thought.
Really?
Nobody, if you see my dick, you wouldn't want to cut this thing off. No. it's the shit's good. No, it's right. You know what?
So what happened? So you end up coming. So do you end up.
Yes. Oh, except not the last time.
No.
So the first time we go out. I didn't know that. Is this too much for you guys?
No. Keep going.
Oh.
When you hear the Tinder fellas music, that's when you know it's too much.
Yeah.
I need some background music in this motherfucker. Come on. Let's make this a party. Turn on the lights in this motherfucker. Okay. I'm back. So, yeah, the first time we go out, the second time we how's Alex in the back? Is he good? Is he still with us? Look. The guy in the back.
The new guy in the back. Are you still with us?
Good? Okay, good.
He left.
No, he said he's
just
good.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
So, yeah, we go out the second time, which was 2 weeks ago. So he says, I really want you to fuck me. Okay, hang in. I'm going to get you there.
All right. Okay, we're trusting
you. Did you tell him that or are you telling us that?
No, I'm telling you all that.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck is this going? All right, y'all, hold on. Grab your neighbor and
I'm holding
fucking
on.
Hold
Let's
the
go.
Fuck on. Y'all came for a show. I'm going to give it to you. Don't know how to record this because I got a career and shit I got to manage.
You do see there's a cameraman right in front of you, right?
Oh. So. Well, that's the end
of that. What did I tell you about shooting low? Get your ass up high. I'm supposed to look skinnier, for God's sakes. Block this man's view.
What is the next story?
I'm kidding.
What's the next story?
Well, we want to hear the conclusion. Then we're going to read deep thoughts. You've got to get to the climax of this real quick because we are ready to come.
There was no climax because I'm going to tell you why. So I go to CVS in Cleveland. Little do I know, CVS in Cleveland, the condoms are in a fucking locked cabinet. Who the fuck does condoms? And maybe I've had an assistant for too many goddamn years. I haven't bought my own motherfucking condoms.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, every CVS,
they
man.
Are?
Yeah, dude, you got to buy deodorant and condoms out of a locked
what?
Cabinet.
They
yeah.
make, oh, people go through all that
Come
shit.
To the city,
oh.
guys. Come okay. to the city, y'all.
I don't, yeah. Right? But, you know, condoms, that's a very personal thing. So I was mad that they locked the condoms up because I said, this is leading people to have unsafe sex. I'm a responsible member of this fucking worldwide community. You got to have some motherfucking condoms and some motherfucking lube. And I don't want to tell you what kind of lube and condoms. So I rang the buzzer, not like this, bing, like this. I was on the phone with my friend Sidra. I was like, I'm going to show these motherfuckers how the fuck to order some motherfucking condoms. All right, you got me? The bitch comes over.
Yes, sir.
I was like, I'm going to give this bitch all I got. Sidra was like, give it to that bitch. I was like, I got it. She comes over. I said, hey, how you doing? I said, yeah, I'm going to need me some condoms. I'm trying to have a good time. I don't live here. I'm only here for the weekend. I need some condoms and some lube. She was like, yo, bitch, come on. Let's get it. I said, wait a minute. What? She was enough for me, right? She was like, uh-uh. I got some. What you want? But she said, your dick good? No, I'm not lying to you. I know it seems like a story. No, the girl from the CVS was time enough for me. She was like.
We literally haven't even gotten to you buying condoms yet. Are we going to be done with the sex story at like 11 o'clock? Like, what is this going to be?
You talked for fucking 50 minutes about chia seeds. Shut
yeah,
the
God
fuck up.
It. God damn it.
It
damn
took me 2 hours to have okay. my fucking hair done. Fuck you and everybody else if you
moment.
Don't hear my fucking story.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all want to hear the story? Y'all want to talk about chia seeds? What's it going to be in burritos? Because I could go. There's a car waiting for me out front. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Sammy and Paul have this interesting tension. Can you tell?
No, I tension? Love him dearly.
Yeah, there's no tension. I'm just saying. There's
sexual
a...
tension.
Oh, sexual
God.
Tension.
There's yeah, no sexual tension.
I touched it earlier. Trust me. I would have gotten one earlier if I wanted it.
So you, this woman's coming on to you.
No, you're, she wasn't coming on to me, but we just had a very fun banter. So we got the fucking condoms. So she told me to get this two. I said, look, I need some lube. I said, what about that 2-for-1, you know, massage play, it says. I said, it's not sticky on your skin. She says, no, my man got that, bitch. It was the bomb. It was the bomb. I said, what, bitch, it didn't stick on your skin? She says, no. Get it. I said, bitch, what flavor should I get? She said, get orange. I said, bitch, give me orange. So I got, that's how they talk in Cleveland. So I got the orange lube and massage play because I wanted a yeah. neck massage.
Okay.
And there was a big old box of condoms in front that said extended play. So I said, oh, bitch, what's that extended play? She said, that make your dick real hard. I said, oh, well, give me the fucking extended, bitch, we about to go all night long at this motherfucker. So I get the extended play. So I'm fucking, I'll fast forward. I'm fucking this guy. This guy. I'm fucking this guy. These fucking extended play condoms and my orange massage and whatever. I'm going and I'm just thinking, oh, that's a little weird. It's a pain in my back. I'm working. But my neck hurts. I'm working. All of a sudden I said, let me look at my motherfucking watch. I looked at my watch. What time is it? How long have I been fucking? Finally, my fucking back hurts, my fucking neck, my every fucking thing on me. If I got a Charlie horse in my fucking leg, I look over at this box of condoms and I pulled a. This happened in real life. No, I like was like one
for
foot
real,
into this
for
guy.
Real.
Looked over at the condoms and it said contains a numbing fucking motherfucker, extended play to keep you going all fucking night long. I'm like, well, this shit is. I said, sex is over. Fuck it. So that was the end of that. I couldn't come. It numbed me out.
This whole message was basically that you didn't have safe sex.
No, I did have safe sex.
But he's saying don't buy the extended play condoms.
No,
because they
not
numb
unless
your dick.
You come in like 20 seconds. That's the people that need that. I don't have that issue, and so it made me like not be
and
able to come.
This is with the guy, by the way, who is
I love him.
Polyamorous.
He's so sweet. He told me he makes $11,500 a year, but I don't care. I don't care. I love him. I don't
$11,500 a year. And you're third in line?
Oh.
Oh. I guess when you say it like that.
Right? Like, that's, I'm sorry, Paul. That's fucked up, man.
I don't feel like I'm really third in line because, I mean, he's my Cleveland little side piece. Oh, well, I brought pictures.
Oh, you did? The judge. Okay, well, we're going to do some Tinder profiles with Deep Thoughts and the Men of Tinder. Let's see. I don't want to see any more penis. I don't.
Oh, wait, that's fine. It's just popped up a little bit, Sarah. You know, that's like...
It's poking out of his pants. I can't show you people. There's an FCC guy here somewhere, I'm sure. But basically, he said that, you know, when he gets excited, it goes crazy out of his pants. And it's like... Describe that.
It's like, tucked up. Guys know what I'm talking about when I say tucked up.
All right.
Yeah, it's tucked up. I like it. Okay, we're going to read you some profiles.
Deep Thoughts. Fellas.
Okay, here we go. These are real Tinder profiles. I want to know if you two would swipe left and swipe right, and anybody can join.
Are these guys?
These are all men.
Tinder fellas.
Do you still swipe on Tinder?
That's actually, no, not anymore.
No. He's off the market, Paul.
Were you swiping guys or girls when you were swiping on Tinder?
Depends.
Okay. Are you poly?
Or no.
Poly
no, but I'll take a free drink from any motherfucker.
Are you bi poly?
I'll take a free drink from anybody. No, okay. I'm telling you.
Who believes that? Who thinks Sammy's bi?
Ding. Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
What, because you don't think any gay guy would sleep with them? Why?
No, I think if they know that I would sit there. I definitely would be if I wanted to be. Like, I got no qualms talking about my shit.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You know?
Did you just say that, Sarah Clayton?
Look at that.
You just told me that this motherfucker blocked your fucking phone.
Wait, no, fuck this.
You just said, Sam, you just told me that he blocked your phone. I said, show me his Snapchat.
I
blocked her on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and her phone number.
Oh, we're not going there?
Okay, sorry.
Jamie21. Okay, so Jamie21, I want to know if you would swipe left or swipe right to this. Okay, here's what he says about himself. And by the way, he works at a local community college. So let's say we match and you message me. We exchange Snapchat names. And after a few weeks, we decide to meet at Boston's for Half Off Tuesday.
Oh, Boston Market? Fuck yeah.
Because who doesn't love that shit?
Left.
After going out for 4 years, you decide to propose, mostly because I believe in no sex until marriage.
Years.
And
Amen.
You're a curious little bastard, aren't you? We get married, and on the big wedding night, we get down to business. When you lift my dress up, and bam, I have a dick bigger than yours, 8 inches to be precise. Got Vaseline? Yes.
So I guess I'm swiping right? I don't swipe left? I don't
These
know
are
I'm
real Tinder
one.
Profiles.
That's a man?
I think it was a guy seeking a guy.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, then how would he be lifting up his dress? No, I'm confused.
Well, this is Nicholas, 26. He says, honestly...
I'd say left on the first one. I mean, who...
No one's swiping.
We're going
well,
left
I don't
on the
think anyone's
one, yeah.
swiping right on any of these.
They don't even know how to comprehend. They're like, hey, you guys, you're still here. You're part of the... Yeah. What would you swipe? Thank you. Would anybody swipe right and why, right? They want to see that big old
dick
up under that
dress. Well, I think the whole point
dress.
Is, Paul, is... All these profiles you're going to swipe left to.
You would never swipe right.
You're not
going to
like anybody.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nicholas, 26. Honestly, I'm just here looking for my parents.
Yes.
Can I drink your drink? Is this mine or yours?
That's yours, baby. They disappeared one night a few years ago, and I heard I might be able to find them here. Please contact me if you have any pertinent information.
Wait, that's his picture, though? No, he doesn't mean that.
Yeah,
I'll swipe right on that motherfucker. Let him come over. Mm-hmm. He needs some tender love and care. He needs to be, you know, a little love.
How about Tim 34? Women on social media are dishonest. Unless every pic you posted in full dress and makeup is accompanied by one of you getting out of bed on the third day of your menstrual cycle, then you're fake.
Wait a minute. They all act like they don't get their menstrual. What? Oh,
I'm going to go with that's true. I never post those. I started my own business so that I wouldn't have a boss. So if you're trying to be my boss and run my life, think again. If I'm taking the time to talk to you, then it means I want to fuck you.
Now, shit. Yes, motherfucker.
Honesty
tell
is
me
the
about
best
it.
Policy.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me how you've got more to offer me than your vagina. Honestly, honesty is my only policy. If you're offended, that's your problem. Are you swiping left or are you swiping right?
Oh, my God.
I kind of enjoy Scott, 28.
That was interesting.
Whenever I meet a pretty girl, the first thing I look for is intelligence, because if she doesn't have that, she's mine.
Oh.
That's great. All right. I'm swiping right for that one. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great one. That's awesome.
Is that him?
No, that's...
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that it?
Scott.
More?
Oh, Scott's
There's
hot.
There's just one more. Okay. Sean 23 about Sean. I'm not a player. I just swipe a lot.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sean.
There's
okay.
Some deep thoughts from the men on Tinder. So there
I
you
love
go.
It.
There's
I
a
love
little
it.
Profile in real life.
Well, hey, you know, it works. I mean, how many people in here are on Tinder? Oh, nobody fucking does it. But the fucking founder is buying like half the world. But we're
I'm
all like,
Tinder.
I don't know. I don't do it. I
are
don't
you
have it
gonna sit right here? Because the last thing we're gonna close with is a Sammy rant. And by
yes,
the way, where
I'm
can
here.
People follow you and find
oh,
you? You're always
yes.
entertaining.
I'm pretty. Yeah, I'm okay.
you are.
By the way, thank you, Sarah. You're my favorite friend. He ain't said shit. This fucking
what am I
asshole.
Supposed to say? I'm like,
oh,
you
I'm
talk.
Fucking entertaining you, motherfucker. Okay, so. They can follow me on Paul Wharton Style on Instagram, right? And
okay.
Paul Wharton something on Yahoo, on Tinder.
At
I mean,
Paul
no,
Wharton
excuse me,
Style.
Twitter, 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 not Tinder, Twitter, Twitter. People, I don't, you know, I don't know that. I don't know my Tinder name, my Twinder name.
And look for you at Paul Wharton Style.
Yeah,
on
and I just launched my new line of beauty products. I've had them for years, but my new line, which is fucking awesome. It launches tomorrow, but it's on paulwhartonbeauty.com. That shit is flawless. If you want skin like no other motherfucker has ever seen on you before, get paulwhartonbeauty.com. Check that out.
Woo! Yay, Paul Wharton!
Thank you, Paul.
I want to hear this Sammy rant.
All right, we're ending the show. And then actually, you know, because I did want to give some hot sauce and gift cards too. Is there any Republicans here? We apparently are not Republican friendly, so we wanted you to leave here with $20 and free burritos.
So that way you can tell all your other Republican friends.
Yeah,
that we're
spread
cool.
the word to the other conservatives. Yeah. Oh, Libertarian. Great, here. Have some hot sauce and a free gift card. Come on up, sir. Please. Oh, and a Pats fan. You actually kind of look like Tom Brady. Oh, no, you don't. Okay, so.
And awesome.
Oh, he's cool. He's hot. He's tall.
Oh, I didn't mean that like that. Maybe no. It's your cross of Gronkowski and Edelman. Okay.
You're reaching now, Sarah. You shouldn't. I think you're cool, bro. You're fine.
All right. Let's end it with the Sammy rant.
Now, this rant, okay, has been a year in the making because if you listen to the show, you realize that Sarah and I unfortunately lost our jobs at a station roughly. A little bit over a year ago.
Yeah, just
right?
about a year ago.
Now, when you work at a radio station, they always have these text message services that you can text into the radio station, okay? And now, here's the thing. You fired me, right? So you came to me, you go, hey, Sammy, we're going to fire you. We don't think you belong here. And so I should be a little bit jaded, but I'm trying to be the bigger man. But now, after one whole fucking year of them never changing the password on their text message service... I have decided that I'm going to finally, because here's the thing, I've talked about it on the air numerous times, we've tweeted at them, I've even told people that I know that work there still about this shit, and they still haven't changed anything. So today, guys, this weekend, they're doing a Bruno Mars contest, and I'm going to fucking put the dagger in them to finally make them change this fucking thing, all right? First off, over the weekend, they're going to announce a contest tomorrow morning that you will have to text in the word gold to get your name entered to win Bruno Mars tickets,
oh
all right?
Oh, my God.
Now, the message that comes directly back to you is going to say, Bruno Mars comes to Verizon Center 9:29 to 9:30. You're entered to win tickets to one of the shows. This is going to come straight from the station that we all know who it is. Now, I would like your guys to help say, what would you rather have it say? So that when 3,000 people text in tomorrow morning asking for Bruno Mars tickets, they all get a, hey, here's a dick in your face. Change your fucking password, assholes. Or maybe, oh, hey, listen to Hey Frage and put a link directly to, I don't know, what do we want to do?
Like, no, tell them all they won. Tell them all they won.
Like, or yeah, right back to that. Congratulations,
wait.
You're going front
you
row backstage. Like,
yes!
With 10,
like,
bring
yes!
10 of your best friends.
Like,
10 of your best friends.
10 of your best
yeah.
friends. Like, I'm curious, like, because at this point my rant is, all right, guys, I have been nice for a year, and I have told you guys, change your fucking password, all right?
Stick
change
it
your
to
damn
them.
Password.
Do it.
So, okay, so we're
so
going to
what
say,
are we doing? Are we doing the, you've all won, you.
You all won.
You won
bring
front
10
row.
Of your best friends.
You
all
won
right,
front
here you
row.
Go.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars comes to Verizon Center 9:29, 9:30. Congratulations. You are a winner. You and, let's say, three friends to make it even four. Yeah. You
no,
and three
more. Shit, more. Give them away. They're all fake. Just give those motherfuckers away.
You and three friends have now won tickets.
Back, yeah, back meet and greets.
And meet and greets for
these guys
Bruno
are total morons.
Live at the Verizon Center.
Hey, do you think you can
Jack
in trouble?
Jack Diamond says to suck his dick. All right.
Did you just say, can he get in trouble? Is that what you just said?
Can I'm just wondering. I'm
trouble?
Like, wait, do
Sarah
we
Sarah is so white. You, what the car? What's going on with you?
Oh, yeah, please. They know they won't charge me. I'm white.
What are they going to do? Come after me? Yeah. Fuck them.
I'm sorry.
You change your damn password. Change your damn password. Okay.
He still has
I
his
love
key
it.
Card.
Hit send.
All right, here you go. So
I love it.
There you go. Congratulations. Should I put Jack's email on there just so that way he gets.
Yeah, put that shit on there.
Because here's the thing. I would put the program director, but if you guys don't know this, he already got fired and sent away. Like. So the boss that was taken into fire us was already fired and sent away. So, all right, yeah, I'm going to post this right now.
Yeah, we don't have Jack's. Does anybody?
That's all right. You know what?
Anyone Same has changes. His?
Everyone, tomorrow, you are going to enjoy yourselves. It'll be fantastic.
Congrats. You guys all won tickets.
You all won tickets.
Yay!
You all won tickets.
You guys, won tickets. Thank you so much for coming to our Hey Fridge 1 year anniversary show.
Woo! Yay!
So
Yay, it's Marwin!
Semi-gay!
Semi-gay! Woo!
You guys, stick around for meet and greets, and somehow we need to give away these sauces and $20 gift cards.
We're
going to
play the game
this?
Called You Won, so if you come up and you say you want a hot sauce, I'm going to go, You Won!
I would just like to point out, you guys did have one Republican in the crowd, and then you ignored him.
Where? Where? Oh my god!
The new guy?
I think the new guy might be too.
How many people are with you? Four? Okay,
no, they don't
look.
All get one. Wait. Why are you rewarding that bullshit? No, fuck
no!
that.
We love Bye. Everybody.
Buy
okay.
everybody a drink since you've done so well.
Ow!
School shooting. Russian drone. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. Police in San Bernardino, California say a man went into an elementary school classroom, shot and killed a woman and wounded two students before killing himself. Police Captain Ron Moss says it does not look like the students were actually targeted.
We believe the two children were the unfortunate recipients of injuries by being in proximity to the female at the time of the incident.
The two are listed in critical condition. A senior official says the U.S. is certain Russia knew in advance a serious chemical weapons attack last week. The official says it took until today to confirm a Russian drone was flying over a hospital, treating those injured in the attack. Hours after the drone left, the hospital was bombed by a Russian-made jet. New Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch says he's proud to fill Antonin Scalia's seat.
I won't ever forget that the seat I inherit today is that of a very, very great man.
I'm Tim McGuire.